Blog Talk Radio.
Why? Because I love you, you cannot say why. On Calvary Street, Jesus suffered for you. He loves you, you cannot say why. Jesus loves you, you cannot say why. Jesus loves me, I cannot say why. On Calvary Street, Jesus suffered for you. He loves you, you cannot say why. Jesus loves me, I cannot say why. Jesus loves me, I cannot say why. On Calvary Street, Jesus suffered for me. He loves me, I cannot say why. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you because you died for us on the cross of Calvary when Jesus came into this world. Over 2,000 years ago, he lived for 3.5 years, suffered and died, was crucified. Lord, we thank you for the great redemption of all time, the greatest salvation, the greatest healing and deliverance that is provided for us of those who are healed. Over 2,000 years ago, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the great sacrifice that you made for us on Calvary Street. We thank you, Lord. We give you praise, glory, honor, and adoration. Yes, Lord, let it be mindful of us now, Lord. Let it be real in our lives, oh God. Let the doers of your word are not just hearers alone, Lord. Visit us today in a mighty way through this broadcast, that we might know the truth, that the truth has set us free, the purpose of your death on Calvary Street. Many are ignorant of these facts. They are ignorant of what Jesus did on the cross of Calvary. Lord, we pray that today you reveal to your people through your word the truth of what Jesus accomplished for us on Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years ago. Yes, Lord, speak your word, for I stand and hear it. Send your word to your people all over the world, that your word will bring them salvation and healing and deliverance and blessings and life more abundantly. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, have your way in this broadcast today. Visit us in a mighty way, oh God. Give us an open heaven, Lord. We receive your altar that answered by fire. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because you will bless your people today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. You are welcome to the Hour of Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission. Reaching all the way from Langham, Maryland, USA, this is the Archbishop Stephen John Bukuru coming your way with the living word of God that saved his unbelievers. Today we're going to be talking about the great redemption, the greatest salvation, the greatest healing, the greatest deliverance of all time that Jesus provided for all on Calvary Street over 2,000 years ago when he shed his blood for the remission of our sins. And by his stripes we are healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. Yes, y'all, welcome from all over the world, from India, from China, from Asia, from the Philippines, from Africa, from the United States of America, from Canada, from Germany, from Europe. Y'all, welcome to participate in this broadcast today. We thank God we have guest speakers coming in, and we're going to have praise and worship and so on and so forth. But we're going to sing a couple of songs to prepare our hearts for the word of God, because the word of God is truth. The word of God giveth life. The word of God strengthens you. The word of God brings you healing. The word of God gives you abundant life. Jesus is the word of God. In the beginning was the word. And the word was with God. And the word was God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What is the Lamb? What is thy Lamb? What is thy Lamb that was slain? Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Praise thy Lamb. What is thy Lamb? What is thy Lamb? What is thy Lamb that was slain? Praise him, hallelujah. Praise him, hallelujah. Praise him, hallelujah. Praise thy Lord. Worthy is thy Lamb. Jesus is thy Lamb. Worthy is thy Lamb. Jesus is thy Lamb. Praise him, he is thy Lamb. Jesus is thy Lamb. Oh yes, hallelujah. Jesus is thy Lamb. Jesus is thy Lamb. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're talking about the great salvation today. We're talking about the great redemption that Jesus provided for you. We're talking about the great deliverance that Jesus provided for you on Calvary Tree over 2,000 years ago. And our text is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 53. From verses 1 to 6 is our text, the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 1 to 6. In fact, the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, is called the redemptive chapter of the Bible. The book of Isaiah, chapter 53 is called the redemptive chapter of the Bible. It's just like 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter of the Bible. But we're not going to be talking about the love chapter with the 1 Corinthians 13. We're going to be talking about the redemptive chapter of the Bible, Isaiah 53, verses 1 to the end, of course, because everything about Isaiah 53 is about Jesus' coming to suffer and die for us. And the prophet Isaiah saw this well in advance. Yes. That's why Bible prophecy, you can't play with it. You know, several hundred years, the prophet saw the coming of Jesus Christ, 1,000 years ago. And of course, in Genesis chapter 3, God spoke in advance, said the seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent, all the way back in Genesis chapter 3, God spoke of the coming of Jesus Christ. Can you imagine? Nothing happens by mistake. The lamb that was slain from the beginning of the world, you know, everything has been programmed by God. He has the whole world in his hands. Everything is made by him, was created by him. That's why, you see, we don't bother ourselves when we see certain things. See, the war and rumors of war. Jesus has already mentioned all these things in Matthew chapter 24. There will be war and fighting and killing, or earthquakes, and all these things have been mentioned. So we see them every day in the news, so we are not disturbed. These are the things Jesus, the Word of God, has already spoken about. So in Isaiah 53, you see the clear picture of what Jesus was coming to do, who will believe our report, who has the Lord spoken to. Will you believe what I'm going to tell you? The prophet Isaiah was speaking well in advance of Jesus' coming to die on the cross. He will be bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace will be upon him. And by his stripes we are healed. It was future tense. You know, the biblical language is ancient English. The English language in King James Version is not the modern day English. So it was talking about the future. By his stripes we're going to be healed. In Isaiah 53, he says, he's going to come like a lamb. He has no voice to say no. He's going to be led like a sheep. And he's going to suffer and be pierced, be insulted and be kicked around. In fact, there were so many prophecies about Jesus' coming, and his death on the cross was already been pictured. The other day, I had a joke, somebody cracked a joke. He said, maybe we should arrest the people who killed Jesus Christ. Somebody was cracking a joke. He said, maybe we should arrest the people who killed Jesus Christ. We all laugh. You can't kill Jesus Christ. He died. He came to die for us. He gave his life. He decided to come to this world to die for us to be saved. Because a question was asked in heaven. Who will open this book? You know, the Apostle John was asking a question. There was a question in heaven. Who will open this book? And there was a great crowd. This is the book of Revelation now. In fact, if you want to understand the Bible, read the book of Revelation, and then read St. John's Gospel, and then go to Genesis. It will give you a clear view of the Word of God. Start from the book of Revelation, and then read St. John's Gospel, and then you go and start from Genesis. It will give you a very clear view of what the Bible is talking about. So in the book of Revelation, John the Beloved, the Revelator, he wrote the book of Revelation. He was sent an exile, and then while in exile, in the island of Patmos, he got all these revelations and wrote them down. That's how we got the book of Revelation. And we were talking about the book that was closed. There was nobody to open it. The crowd in heaven stood still. And there was a question, who will open this book? Yes, that's Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5. Then the question was there, and no one was found among the whole multitude who will open this book. And all of a sudden, a voice of an angel cried out. He said, weep not, John the Beloved. Weep not, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. have prevailed to open the book. You know, talking about Jesus Christ, who was going to come and give us salvation. No one else could give us salvation. Nobody else could shed his blood for the remission of our sins. The only person who will die in your place and open the gates of heaven. Ha! You put down the gates of righteousness for me. You put down the gates of righteousness for you. So I can go in now and worship Christ the King. You open now the gates of righteousness for me. You put now the gates of righteousness for you. You put now the gates of righteousness for you. So you can go in now and worship Christ the King. You open now the gates of righteousness for you. See? Jesus came to open the gates of righteousness for us. We were not meant to go to heaven. We were not meant to be saved because all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. No one is righteous. God looks to the whole earth and he found that all have sinned. Man cannot save man. The blood of bulls, the blood of goats cannot save man. And so there was a perfect covenant that was provided. A more secure way of salvation. The blood that was superior to every other blood. The blood that cleanses from all unrighteousness was released and shed on Golgotha Hill. That blood is still flowing today. As many as receive Christ to them, God gave power to become the sons of God. When you came into this salvation, I tell you, your life will never be the same. The greatest redemption of all time. People have tried to save people. They can't save people. Everybody has tried. All kinds of religions have come and gone. Religions where they worship their dead fathers and dead mothers, they worship the river, they worship the sea, they worship the ocean. All those things could not provide salvation. But when Jesus came, he brought us a more perfect way. The more perfect way is Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the only way. So many religions have been saying that there are so many ways to the kingdom. Lies. The lies of the devil. Satan has been a liar all his life, and he continues to be a liar and tell lies to the whole world. So there are so many ways to get to heaven. There are so many ways to get to God. There's nothing like that. He's the only one way through which you can get to him. The only one way is the narrow way that is not popular, the narrow way of salvation, the narrow way that leads to eternal life, the narrow way that is the way we are providing, we are talking about today. So this redemption was provided by no other but Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Who am I for a king to die in my place? If you look at this scripture, you find out that in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14, it says, Christ have delivered us, have redeemed us from the curse of the law. Adam and Eve sold out from the Garden of Eden. And we lost glory, we lost everything. Mankind was gone. But when Jesus came on the cross, he took the curse of the law. The curse that God pronounced on Adam and Eve and mankind at large. Jesus bore that curse on himself, on Golgotha Hill. So he took away the curse that we might have the blessings of Abraham, the blessing of salvation, the blessing of healing, the blessing of deliverance, the blessing of prosperity, the blessing of victory, the blessing. You know, so Jesus accomplished so much on the cross. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, it says Jesus has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into his marvelous light. By his death on the cross, he paved the way of righteousness. That's why he died on Good Friday. And it was about 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. The curtain that separated the Holy of Holies from the holy place. The holy place was meant for everyone. Then the Holy of Holies was meant for the priest and the high priest. That curtain was ripped from up to down, indicating that the Holy of Holies is now accessible by anyone. Ah, I like that. For God to open the way, the Holy of Holies, so you can go in and find help. You don't have to go to the priest to get help. You don't have to go to anybody. Just go through the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord paves the way for you into the presence of God, into the glory of God. You can now reach out and touch Jesus. You can now, you know, call upon him anywhere, anytime. You can now access the throne of grace on your own. Because in the Old Testament, the high priest had to make atonement. Atonement, you know, a kind of reconciling you back to God. Yes, atonement. We need to take note of that word, atonement. Propitiation, mediator, reconciliation. All these things are all important. Atonement to reconcile you back to God. Jesus had to go to the cross to buy us from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God, because it was a slave trade. You remember the slave trade? When you get a slave, when you buy a slave, you put a mark. You put a mark on the slave. You know, get a hot iron and put a mark either on the forehead or on the hand or on the back of the slave. You mark it. Just like they call tattoo. You know, you have to tattoo your slave. You have to put a mark. That is the thing that you own that slave. You bought that slave. So when Jesus came, what Jesus did is better described as redemption. I don't want to call it salvation and just deliverance. Those words are too light. What Jesus did on the cross is not just salvation of your soul. It's not just your deliverance. What Jesus did on the cross is better summed up in the word redemption. Redemption is the best word for it. Because redemption means buying you back. You know, buying you out of the slave market. Satan has marked you as a slave. Satan has put a seal on you that you belong to him. Satan has put a mark on you that you are his property. You are going to hell with him. So when Jesus came, he used the blood. Now, this is very important. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Jesus has to buy you back with the blood. Hakabasa. Abraham, the Holy Ghost, take over this. Take over now. Jesus, let the Holy Spirit take over now. Interpret your word to your people right now. Ha! That blood paid for you, paved the way. He bought you back and rewrote your name in the book of life. Now, you are no more a slave to Satan. You no longer belong to the devil. You no longer belong to the evil one. You have been bought back into the kingdom of the Lord Jesus. Holy Spirit, interpret this to your people. Interpret. It's in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 and 14, describes things even more clearly. He translated you from the kingdom of darkness into his marvelous light. What a great story. Then the Bible calls it so great salvation. And then we call it so great redemption. What Jesus has done for the soul of man, thy heart has never been true. Oh, it is wonderful. It is marvelous and beautiful. What Jesus has done for the soul of man, thy heart has never been true. Oh, it is wonderful. It is marvelous and beautiful. What Jesus has done for the soul of man, thy heart has never been true. Oh, it is wonderful. It is marvelous and beautiful. What Jesus has done for a soul of man, thy heart has never been tuned. Oh, it is wonderful. It is marvelous and beautiful. What Jesus has done for the soul of man, thy heart has never been tuned. Oh, it is wonderful. It is marvelous and beautiful. What Jesus has done for the soul of man, thy heart has never been tuned. Oh, it is wonderful. It is marvelous and beautiful. What Jesus has done for the soul of man, thy heart has never been true. Oh, it is wonderful. It is marvelous and beautiful. What Jesus has done for the soul of man, thy heart has never been through. Oh, it is wonderful. It is marvelous and beautiful. What Jesus has done for the soul of man. Thy heart has never been through. What Jesus has done for the soul of man. What Jesus has done for your soul. Your heart has never been told. I have not seen. Ear has not heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man. What God has said for those who love him. Ha! God is a God of love. He loves you so much that he paved the way for you to come to heaven. Through the death of Jesus Christ, instead of going to hellfire, to spend your lifetime in hellfire, Jesus came over 2,000 years ago, paid the price for the remission of your sins. And he brought you back from the kingdom of darkness, transmitted you into the light of God, and now you have access to the throne of grace. Oh, Messiah, what a great and wonderful and beautiful thing that God has for you. For those who love him, your heart has never been told how much God so loved you that Jesus had to die for you. For God so loved the world. God so loved you that he gave his only begotten son to you for salvation and redemption. And believer, what a great soul for a man to lay down his life for you to have eternal life. The worst thing you can do to yourself is for you not to receive this great redemption that Jesus provided for you on Golgotha Hill over 2,000 years ago. The worst thing you did to yourself is for you to reject Jesus Christ from being your personal Lord and Savior. So this program, I tell you, salvation to millions of people around the world through this broadcast. God is going to bless you wonderfully today. We have other guest speakers coming in. I tell you, the devil is in trouble, and the devil has to run away. Jesus is Lord over the whole earth. If we want to get some praise and worship from the woman of God, after that, Pastor Blessing Maurice is going to take over and share with us. First of all, I want to welcome our honorable evangelist and Pastor Valenta Ali. She's going to give us some praise and worship. And then we're going to have Pastor Blessing Maurice come in and share with us. Woman of God, you're welcome. Over to you.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy and his grace endure forever. And the Bible says it's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. And we enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and we enter into his courts with praise. Hallelujah. We will praise the Lord. I'm going to sing a couple of selections. Glory to God. We just thank the Lord that we all have been touched by his miraculous hand of power. Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Shadow by my hand, covered on me, beneath the shade of you, ashes. Now I am no longer the same. You know why? Because he touched me. He touched me
when you were
Something happened. And now I know
something.
Since I met this man, this Savior,
Thank you.
Power and
Two lines. Let me have your other line is is the 24 ending 24064.
Yes, sir.
That's your other line. Okay. So we have Pastor Blessing ready now. She's going to share with us for the next 20 minutes, and then we'll continue the praise and worship, and then we'll continue again. There's so much in store today. Let me tell you this. In St. John's Gospel, the last verse of St. John's Gospel, he said, if all that Jesus did were to be written in books, the whole world will be filled with books. That's the last verse of St. John's Gospel. He said, if all that Jesus did were to be written in books, the whole world will be filled with books, because he did so much. So much healing, so much deliverance, so much he ministered to so many people, and he touched many lives. There's so much Jesus did, and I have not seen, ear have not heard, neither have it entered into any man's heart what God has kept for his people. So we are privileged today to hear again from another woman of God, our honorable Pastor Blessing Morris. She's going to share with us. Let's listen to her. Over to you, Pastor Blessing Morris.
Bless you, sir. Good morning and afternoon to you all. God bless you. God bless you. Today we are going to take our Bible reading from the book of Psalms 130, verse 7. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And the Bible says, Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. Praise the Lord. So Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. And God is telling us to put our hope in him. With the Lord, there is unfailing love. Unfailing love, the love that can never fail. When you give your life to Christ, that means he has already redeemed you. He already paid the price, already settled the cost of you. Everything about you has been paid. The great redemption is something that's already finished. That means there is no other price that can settle you except that blood of Jesus. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Having said, you that is in him is being fully redeemed. You already been redeemed. It's the same hour or minute that you have been giving your life to Christ, that price has been paid for you. Redemption is a price, settlement, things that has been settled when you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord and your personal Savior. That means the heavens have been released unto you. Praise the Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Isaiah 44, verse 22 says, I have swept away your offenses like a cloud. Wow. This blew my mind this morning. I have swept away your offenses like clouds. God has taken away our sin. He has swept our past. When we came to Jesus, when we gave our life to Christ, that sin, our personal history, every bondage, whatever that was using against us, was taken away.
Yes.
What was using against us was taken away. That parental history, the errors that our parents made, the errors we made, was taken away because we came to Christ fully, without holding on anything. Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Without holding on anything. He said, our sin like a morning moist, that we should do what we turn to him. For the Lord have redeemed us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
What God wants us is to return back to him, that he has already redeemed us. He has already settled the price. He has already paid for us. We don't need no money to come to Christ. We don't need nothing. The Bible said in the book of Psalm 51, it said the only thing the Lord needs from us is a broken heart. It's our contrite spirit to humble ourselves in prayer, to obey his word. He doesn't ask God for anything. Just only accept him as your Lord and your personal Savior. Be free from the curse of this earth. Be free from the bondages. Be free from anything that will bring you down. Just accept him. Believe that he has paid for you. When once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, that means that price has been paid. You are now a new creation. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
A brand new person. A life to be known as Christ. Because he has paid for you. That offense is whatever. That thing that was bothering you. Sometimes we're bothering about things as a believer. We have no right to bother about anything because our Redeemer lives. We have the Lord. We have our Creator. We are not of ourselves. We are of the Lord. There is nothing bigger than Jesus. The Bible says that he is the Alpha, the Omega. That means he is the beginning and the end. The price that he paid for us was to sweep. He swept everything. He swept that doctor's report. He swept whatsoever. The day you went and you gave your life to Jesus was the day your price was being paid. So whatsoever the enemy thrown at you, it's not for you.
Yes.
It is not for you because Christ has paid it all for you. The enemy knows that God already settled your case. He brought that report to make you feel as if he paid halfway. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I want you to know that your price was settled. Whatever it is, you are a believer in Christ. You believe in God. Let your belief in God settle your case today. Let that day you say to the Lord Jesus Christ that he is your Lord and your personal Savior, say to what is bothering you. Because the reason why we are Christ-like is because Christ lives in us. We believe in him. And he believes in us that we are his chosen generation. We are his priesthood. He chooses us as his own. So Christ wants us to live the life of freedom.
Yes.
Without thinking about whatsoever, without thinking about doctor's report, without thinking about anything that is bothering you, what you made, the mistakes you made, what way you could have reached, what is not all right in you. God said to you today, that the price was paid, that he has redeemed you. He freed you from the bondages of sin. He calls you by your name today. He says, wherever you are, he's there with you. There is no cause. That cause was taken away. That tears was wiped away. Whatsoever that was using against you was taken away. That is why Christ is in you. That is why you are a new creation. That is why you are a brand new man. That is why he came for you. That is why his blood is sufficient enough for you. There is no other blood in this earth that can settle your case. No other God. He came so that you will be free. He paid it all. Have it in mind that there is no cause in this earth. There is nothing in this earth that can say to you than Jesus. That his blood is sufficient enough to say to your king. As far as
Amen.
Christ is alive, so if your problem is taken away, so is the Lord, God Almighty, taking away your problem. So is your life living for Christ. You are not a mystic. The day you gave your life to Christ was the day that heaven announced you for the purpose of his kingdom. You are God's property. You are the property of Jesus. Heaven has already called you by your name, that you are God's own. You are not of the shameful sin person anymore. Sin is far away from you. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
There is no more. He said he has swept away your offenses like a morning cloud. If everything that was using against you was taken away. In the day Christ said that it is finished was the day your problem was finished.
Yes.
The day he looked at you and said to you, my daughter, I have never condemned you. My son, I have never condemned you. Your sin has been forgiven. The day he poured that blood for you was the day your cause was taken away. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We are the chosen generation. We are the people of God. We are the foundation of the righteous. Praise the name of Jesus. He said, your sins like the morning moist. What was that morning things that was dripping? It's like something that keeps you restless. You know, you can't even rest. You are thinking about how you're going to pay bills, what you're going to do, how you're going to make it, how you're going to be able to, you know, to live to see another year, another month, another whatsoever. The Lord says to you that he has swept it away. He has swept it away. Remember it no more. Trust him. Him in your heart. Let him be that sorrow. The Bible said that if you put God, if you return unto God, God shall surely return to you. It's not your problem that graded you. It's not the report that graded you. It's not the limitation that graded you. Those things just came. You were here on earth before those things. Christ was here on earth before this limitation. He knew that they would come in contact with you. And that's why he paid this price for you. So when you see it, you just, you know, shake it off. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We need that. We meant to shake things off because it's not of us. It's not our portion. It's not the Christ in us. The Bible says, whose report shall we believe as a believer? When you give your life to Christ, you believe in the report of the Lord, not the report of man, not what the enemy said. I may say something. Let me just say, years ago, not up to yet, I will declare as somebody that will be bleeding, nonstop, nonstop bleeding. Imagine you got a report from somebody without mentioning and telling you what the Lord did not say. What the Lord did not say concerning you, what is not written in the book of life. What would you do if you get a report and you knew that this is not who God says you are? You believe that this God never changed, he lies not. What is your own cause today? What are the things that is keeping you restlessly that you can't even keep quiet? What are the things that can make you keep crying? There is a greater fountain of water that flows every day that gives you the power to go and, you know, baptize, you know, shower in him, which is the word of the Lord. And shed those things. He has redeemed you from the cost of sickness, the cost of law. Law is limitation. What is making you, you know, bound you, you know, he separated you. the boundary, what was separated you from Christ, Christ has taken it away. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It is not for you. This great redemption, Christ is your redemption. Christ is your redeemer.
Yes.
Jesus is your redeemer. If you trust God, if you truly the child of God, we are impossibility, things that make it impossible. We are the fountain. When something pointed at you, pointed back, said the Lord has not said so to me. It's not the desire of my God. God has never said so. Based on the word of the Lord, he said he is a mountain mover. He can remove anything. I have a God that changes not, and his report is of yes and of amen. He said of me that it is well with me. He didn't say of God. I am not of the course. I am of the word of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. It's the word of the Lord that declares who you are. Those that are in the Lord are in the word. The word of the Lord makes you who you are, because the word of the Lord is God. God is his word. You are the God's word. There is no limit. There is no boundary. There is no cost. When it comes to those that are in Christ Jesus, praise the name of Jesus. Christ wants us to shake whatsoever that is holding us today. Jesus wants to shake that report that you should throw it away. Whatsoever that is bringing fear, whatsoever that is making you feel as if you are nobody, whatsoever that is disturbing your spirit, today Jesus Christ said, I paid it for you to be free. I paid it for you to be free, to live for me, to live the life that will be full of my word, the life that you will not regret, the life that will not hold you in any accountable, the life that nothing in this earth shall tie you down, except the word of the Lord. What the Lord says shall be what is in you. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That is why he said that we should return to him, to have all these blessings. Return to God. Let those things go. Let what is bothering you go. Life in Christ is too quick. We live the life that no man in this earth can ever, ever live. We live the life in Christ. Nothing can jeopardize us. We do not have two lives. Believers don't think of things that we said. We hear from one side, we take it out from the other side. We know that we are the mountain of the Lord. We are the shelter of Almighty Jehovah. He covers us. He never let us go. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In there is no sickness. He said in his father's house there are many mansions. What are these mansions? There are hope, there are blessing, healing, whatsoever you want as a believer. Just stretch forth your head. Ask the father that you need it. He said whatever you ask, it shall be given unto you. Is there the healing? What is it that you are in need of that you cannot get it? There are many mansions. These are not the only things. These are the things releasing for you in heaven. You just ask the Lord, say, God, I need you to bless me. I need to heal it. I need you to give me unstoppable blessing, unstoppable healing, unstoppable report, unstoppable Holy Ghost encounter. I want things that the earth has never seen before. Release it unto me. Let your kingdom, oh God, you cover, settle my case. Praise the Lord. Because you have paid this price for me. Because you have paid this price for me. Galatians 3:13 says, Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. Praise the Lord.
I don't know what that scripture, what you are thinking. I want us to go back to this Galatians 3:13. Please put your eyes on it. Let your spirit go into this scripture. Christ has redeemed. If Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law,
yes,
by becoming a curse for us, what does that sound in a believer here? Believers, what is it sounding in your ear? Something that you could have worried about, that he has taken it away.
Yes.
He has taken your worries. He has taken your report. He has taken our shame. He has taken about whatsoever that is lingering. That whatever, maybe family, the mistake you make. Christ said that he has taken it. This is something that was impossible to you. Impossible in man. Christ said, I have made it possible for you. Worry no more. Made from the Lord, as the Bible said in the book of Matthew. I believe that it is 11:15. Learn from the Lord. Whatever is your burden today, check it off. He has redeemed you. He has paid that price for you. What are you bothering? What are the things that is stopping your mind? What are your complaints? What are the situations over your life this morning or in this afternoon? Where are you now that you cannot feel the vacuum, that the vacuum of the situation does not allow you to accept the Holy Ghost in you? What are the things that you are debating in your mind? What is this going to be? What tomorrow is holding for me? Why are you questioning God when he already said your case? He made it clear to you in this very chapter. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming the curse for us. What was using against you was taken away. You know what the law means? The law means limitation. Holy Ghost. The law means limitation, boundary, separation, rejection. Christ has come to take that. He took it away. That's why you are his chosen. That is why you are his priesthood. Peculiar nation. He has already anointed you. Why are you playing with the oil of salvation when the Lord has already set you free? He has not called you by your name. That sickness is yours. He said you are mine. Do you find any report in the Lord? Is there any negative report in Jesus? If you have no report in Jesus, that is drawing Christ back from his people. Therefore, there is no negative report in you. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If Christ conquered the grave, every situation in you has been settled.
Yes.
If Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, you have been paid for freedom. Life was spent in Christ. Christ is asking you this hour to shake whatsoever that is bothering you. Right now, leave it for him. He said, for it is written, God is everyone who is hot on a pool. It is written. We believers do not have a second thought. We do not have chance for the devil. We do not have chance for anything. Our vehicle is a spinning vehicle. The vehicle of the Lord does not have a brake. We do not have a brake for anything. Wherever we go there for God to have his way. Where you are is where the Lord is. Praise the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He sends you there because he knows that you can do what he asks you to do. If you cannot pray about the situation and let the devil know that Christ is in control of everything.
Yes.
If you cannot pray, we give ourselves, sometimes it's not the doctor's report, it's not a sickness that is having effect, that is affecting us. It is because of how we hearken to it. Praise the Lord. It is because of how we hearken to it. That is why Christ said to you that he has called you by your name.
Yes.
You are his. You are not of the law. You are not a cursed person. You are not being limited. He has freed you today. Whatever report the Bible said, render it unto him. As the mountains surrounded Jerusalem, so is your Father in heaven surrounded you. Your blood has been filtered. You are no more that person. Celebration has called your name into the altar of the Lord. Good news has called your name. Repentance has called your name. What was holding you on earth has called. God has called your name today to be free.
Amen.
Write that report into the table of the Lord. The Bible said he shall prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. You know what the enemies, enemies can be sickness. Enemies can be enmity. Enemies can be anything. It's not just a human being. Things that is limiting you is your enemy.
That's true.
Addiction is your enemy. Fornication is your enemy. Life is your enemy. Anything that is separated you from Jesus is your enemy. He says to you, put that away today. Put it away. Live the life of me because I am in you. I have called you by your name. Fear not as a believer. You are of me, not of the earth. The world do not know you because they have no knowledge of me. That's what the Bible says. They have no knowledge of God. Kingdom of darkness can never know God. So return anything that is not of God back to sender right at this minute. It is not for you. He has called you, beloved. Christ has settled your case. You are not of the world. The report that you heard is not for you. You are not here on earth for appointed time of the devil. You are here for the fulfillment time. You came to fulfill. You came to fulfill the life in Christ. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. All right. Father, blessings. You hold on a little. We're going to come back to you. Quickly, I want to start some points very quickly, and then Pastor Vanessa is going to come with the praise and worship again. Quickly, I want to talk about though he was rich but became poor, that we, through his poverty, will become rich. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9 to 12. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9 to 12, it says, Christ was rich in heaven in glory, but because of us, he died poor on the cross, so that we, through that poverty, will become rich. See, this is one of the things Jesus accomplished for us on Calvary's tree. Though he was rich in heaven, 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9, Christ was rich in heaven, but because of me and you, he died poor on the cross. It was just a wrapper on his waist. It was just a wrapper on his waist. He died poor on the cross. He took our poverty. Hey, I like this. On the cross, Jesus took away your poverty. See, it's not only sin. Sometimes they say Christ has redeemed us from sin, from sickness. Jesus took away sin and poverty. He took away the curse which we just had. He took away the curse. And now he took away poverty. Look at it. Look at it. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. Though he was rich in glory, but for my sake, he died on the cross. Poor, he died poor on the cross. He died a poor man on the cross. He took our poverty on himself. He took your poverty. Jesus took your poverty on the cross, that you will become rich. Ah, I like that. That I will become rich. The other day, one preacher was saying, rich here means rich in spiritual things. I said, no. The Bible did not say we are rich only in spiritual gifts, spiritual talents, spiritual... No! That we might be rich. You see, in Abraham, God began to demonstrate his riches. Because Abraham, in Genesis chapter 12, Abraham was called. And then God told him, I will bless you and make you a blessing. Then in Genesis 13, verse 1, he said, Abraham became rich in gold, in silver, in wealth, in rich. Abraham became rich. And then it went on to Isaac. Isaac sold the land, and he received 100-fold returns. He became so rich that the Philistines envied him, and then Jacob, and then Israel. Which means poverty is not for you, my brother, my sister. Hear ye the word of the Lord. For your sake, Jesus died on the cross, a poor man on the cross, so that we might become rich spiritually, physically, financially, materially, educationally, in every way. Christ has made us rich. Say bye-bye to poverty. Say bye-bye to poverty. Because poverty, I have nothing to do with you. Oh, no. I have nothing to do with you, poverty. Bye-bye. Because Jesus took you away from me on Calvary Street. So I got nothing to do with poverty. Poverty, you are not my brother. You are not my sister. You are not my friend. I don't need you. I'm not doing anything with you. Christ has given me riches and wealth and honor and fever and gold and everything that I can preach the gospel better. You think poverty is something good? Go and be poor. Go and be poor and you will see that it is punishment to be poor. You want to eat good food, you can't eat it. You want to wear good clothes, you can't. You want to ride good cars, you don't have it. You want to live in a good home, you don't have it. Your bank account is empty. And then you tell me you are comfortable. You know, Jesus has taken poverty from us on the cross. Look at it. Look at it again. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. Look at it again. This is all you got today. You see, I will be very excited. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. He said, though Jesus Christ was rich in glory, he died a poor man on the cross, so that through that death, we might become rich. Hey, I'm so excited. I feel like jumping and dancing right now. I just feel like dancing and right now. Jesus took away my poverty. Ah, I don't have poverty again. It is not for me. It does not belong to me. I'm not a beggar. I'm not a pitiable sight. God has delivered you from those things. Oh, what a great Jesus Christ. You know, many people think that Jesus Christ, you know, he just came to die for our sins. If ignorance is a disease, ignorance is a disease. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. He came to give you life, and life more abundantly. Why would you live in abject poverty when Jesus has redeemed you from poverty? from penury, from hardship, from protection, from failure on the cross. He took all this nonsense away. He took them on the cross. Surely he has borne our grief. And surely he has taken away our sorrows. Our chastisement was upon him. And by his stripes were he. Oh, Rabba Sayaba. He brought the yoke of Centeria. And the Ibrandaya. Something good is happening to you right now all over the world. As many that have joined us on Facebook, Twitter, link, as many that are on the phone, as many that are on the social media, hear ye the word of the Lord. Christ has redeemed you from sin, from sickness, from poverty, from hardship, from frustration, from failure. Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed you from all the frustration you are going through. All you need to do is to key into this redemption that Jesus provided for you on Golgotha Hills over 2,000 years ago. Let me give you one more point. There were 39 stripes on the body of Christ. Listen to this very carefully. There were 39 stripes because the stripes were mentioned in Isaiah 53. He said, by his stripes you are healed. And then in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, he said, by his stripes ye were healed. The stripes are the strokes of Cain, the mark of the Roman wife, the wife, and there were 39 stripes. 39. Now, medical science have proved that there are 39 major diseases in the whole world. Listen to this very carefully. There are 39 major sicknesses and diseases in the whole world, including the viruses, including cancer, including all the incurable diseases. They fall into one of these 39 groups of diseases. There are 39 major sicknesses and diseases in the whole world. Every other disease falls under this group. Now listen to this. Jesus took 39 stripes on his bare back. Jesus took 39 stripes on his bare body. And the word of God says, by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. By the stripes of Jesus, we are healed of all our sicknesses and diseases. I don't care whether it is cancer. I don't care whether it is virus. I don't care what it is. At the name of Jesus, every knee must bow of things in heaven, seas, and earth, and things in the earth, every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. Hey, that's why he said, surely he has borne our sicknesses and diseases on the cross where he died. And at the end of this, Jesus says, it is finished. The work of redemption, the work of deliverance, the work of salvation is finished. It is finished. The battle is over. It is finished. The battle is won. It is finished. The battle is over. It is finished. The battle is won. It is finished. The battle is over. It is finished. The battle is won. God is showing me somebody, you are becoming homeless. God is telling me somebody on this program, your home is being seized. It's like you are now homeless and you are trying to get a place to live. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Christ has redeemed you from that situation. God will provide you a home. God will provide you a place to live in. You cannot be homeless in the name of Jesus. The spirit of homelessness, homelessness, are roaming the streets, sleeping under the gutter. sleeping under the bridge, sleeping in the car, sleeping in people's homes, sleeping. We reject that spirit. That spirit is bound and casted away. In the name of Jesus, we receive abundance. Jesus came to give you abundant life. Jesus came to provide for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for you. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. Jesus, he knew no sin. He was made to be sin for you. Everybody knows that one. You know, I'm not going to waste time on that. You knew no sin was made to be sin for you. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. Because Jesus, who knew no sin, was made to be sin for you. So he took away your sin. That's why I'm saying, please, stop accusing people. Stop accusing people. Christ has redeemed us from all these things. So they are not in us. We don't have them. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. As long as you are in Christ and Christ is in you, you are the righteousness of God. Oh, you need to understand it. Your righteousness is a filthy rag. The Bible called your own righteousness filthy rag. But thank God Jesus has made you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He made you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. One more point in Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. He said he poured principalities and power. Hey, I like this. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. He said Jesus poured principalities and power, liberated you and gave these to all men. Hey, another translation puts it this way. Jesus paralyzed principalities and power. He paralyzed them. That's another translation puts it that the King James Version says he poured principalities and power. That's the King James Version. But another translation says he paralyzed principalities and power. I like that. Paralyzed. So paralyzed. Have you seen people who are paralyzed? They can't move well. They can't run. They can't jump. They are struggling to stand. Jesus paralyzed principalities and power. So you child of God, you don't need to fear anymore. You don't need to fear because God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of boldness and of power and of a sound mind where you can shout, Abba, Father, because Jesus has poured principalities and power, he paralyzed the works of the devil. And so I want us to pray for a couple of minutes before Pastor Vanessa will give us praise and worship again. I want us to pray a couple of minutes. I want you to begin to appropriate all the things that Jesus accomplished for you on Calvary Street. I want you to begin to appropriate them into your life. Begin to claim them. Begin to confess them. Begin to speak them. Yes, because that's how you can make it to come to pass. God said, I will watch over my word to bring it to pass. The word that you speak, God will watch over it to bring it to pass. In the next few minutes, I want you to begin to claim what Jesus did for you on Calvary Street. Begin to receive it and claim it, confess it, speak it over your life, speak it over your life, speak it over your family for it to become real. You know, he has redeemed you, he has saved you, he has delivered you, he has set you free on Calvary Street. You know, he destroyed the powers of darkness for your sake. By his stripes you were healed, and all these things, begin to claim them right now. Wherever you are in any part of the world, join us right now in this prayer. Begin to receive what Jesus did for you on Calvary Street. Over to Calvary, begin to claim it and I proclaim it into your life, into your family, so that it will become a reality. In the name of Jesus, everybody, come on, come on, come on. Let's begin to pray now. Begin to pray now. Begin to claim what Jesus did. Begin to confess what Jesus did. Begin to receive what Jesus did. Begin to believe in your heart. Begin to speak it with your mouth. What Jesus accomplished for you on Golgotha healing. Yes, in the name of Jesus. We receive the healing that Jesus provided for us. We receive the deliverance. We receive the anointing. We receive the grace, the mercy, and the favor that Jesus provided for us on Calvary 3,000 years ago. Arakaba. Eblondo eke santari. Arakabo. Somebody is sick in the stomach. A terrible stomach pain. Someone on this program, you have a terrible stomach pain. Say, put your right hand on top of your stomach. Yes, put your right hand over your stomach. Yes, begin to receive your healing right now. Receive your healing. God has released his healing anointing. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Receive the healing touch of Jesus in your spirit, soul, and body, from the crowns of your head to the soles of your feet. Be made whole by the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, come on. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I'm handing over to Pastor Valencia Ali to give us some praise and worship before we continue again. Yes, over to you, Pastor Valencia.
Thank the Lord. God is good.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus went on the cross for our healing. And so, you know, he had a desire to not go to the cross. His desire was to be, you know, be mediated for not to do what God called him to do. He even prayed, Lord, this cup can pass over. You know, I can do this. So sometimes in our lives, God calls us to do this one. We have to be obedient, just like Jesus. So our desires really should be to do what God called us to do and do what God desires. Rather, we want because the ultimate goal is to please him. That's what a minister is. This is my desire. Worship and praise and the Lord and to do whatever we can have to obey all things. And that should be all of our desires. Because that's his desire for us, to go to the cross. He did it for us because he desires it to be for us. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you. And oh, may come.
We worship you, oh God. You are the one who is
the thank you, Jesus.
We give you glory.
All the glory
and honor.
that we're going to be resurrected one day, the hope of a resurrection, that we'll be Christ, and we'll be on with Christ, and we'll be resurrected, Lord God. I just thank the Lord today that he's given us hope, he's given us healing, and he's given us redemption, Lord God. But the Lord, for those three things, I'm thankful for. For Jesus Christ going to the Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm going to round up with it. Tomorrow evening, unfailingly, tomorrow 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., is going to be Resurrection Power. We're going to be discussing Resurrection Power. And I want all of us to be back again tomorrow evening, Sunday evening, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., Resurrection Power. I tell you, it's going to be great time tomorrow, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on this same broadcast. But the topic is going to be Resurrection Power. And then we're going to be praying for Resurrection Power of the Lord Jesus Christ to be in our lives. Quickly, I'm going to end up with this. Pastor Blessings, you're going to continue with us Sunday for the 6th. I pray Pastor Vanessa will not be too busy to see with us tomorrow again for another section. But I want to round up with this, the great exchange. The exchange, in fact, what took place on the cross of Calvary was an exchange. You were supposed to go to hell fire because the sin of Adam was still following you around. Your own sin was still haunting. But on the cross, when Jesus shed his blood for the remission of your sins, he took your place. The greatest substitution of all time, the judge has mentioned that you are found guilty of all these charges and all these counts. Counts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You are found guilty. And then the judge sentenced you to life in hell fire. But Jesus came and said, no, wait a minute, judge, I have died for these people to be saved. I have shed my blood for the remission of their sins, and now they are free not to go to hell fire. They should be heading for heaven. They should be heading for the kingdom of God. That is exactly what Jesus did. Jesus took your place and died for you. It was the greatest exchange of all time. It was a substitutionary death. That's how we round it up. The death of Jesus Christ of Calvary was a substitutionary death. He died in your place. He took your place. It is the greatest exchange of all time. And the best thing you can do for yourself right now is to key into this and receive it into your life. And finally, the breaking of the curse is very important. Earlier, Pastor Blessing was touching on this point, the breaking of the curse, but I want to pray that prayer right now because some people are still living under the curse. They are still living under the curses they inherited from their great-great-grandparents, curses that are still hanging in their lives, curses that are still dragging them behind, making them not to be able to break through and break forth. Today, right now, by the power of the Holy Ghost, the blood of Jesus has broken those curses. Those curses have been dissolved by the blood of Jesus. Christ will redeem you from every curse, generational curse, inherited curse, curses from your father's house, curses from your mother's house, inherited curses, ancestral curses. Christ will redeem you from those curses by his blood on Calvary 3,000 years ago, that the blessings of Abraham might come upon you. Receive the Abrahamic covenant. Receive Abraham's blessings. May you continue to prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive the blessings of Abraham into your life, to your home, and to your family. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Please, share this message with everyone. Email it to them. Tweet it out. And email it, text it, and tweet it out. Let them receive the blessing of God in this world. I tell you, this broadcast is one of the best we have this year. This is one of the best broadcasts, the Redemption Hour broadcast. I tell you what, God is great. I want you to email it, tell it to people, let them know the truth, that the truth will set them free tomorrow, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be on this channel again with all these people, and everybody begins to key in, and we're going to be talking about the resurrection power of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwelling in you. He's a quickening your mortal body. You need to be resurrected from sickness and disease. You need to be resurrected. Resurrection is about resurrection power of the Holy Ghost tomorrow. Join us at the same time, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. and receive resurrection power. Thank you all for joining us in this program. Jesus loves you. We all love you. And we say, God bless you for being a part of this program and participating and joining us to minister to the whole world. We're going to continue tomorrow, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, resurrection power. I tell you, you'll never be the same again. God bless you. Thank you so much. We love you, Felicia, and I will say we love you, and God bless you all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Thank you so much, pastors, and all the men and women of God. Thank you all so much in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Yeah, this number 202-248-4097. Who is that? Hello? 202-248-4097. Who is that? God loves you and I love you and I love you.